Kill the Man and What Me Worry on RTL Today Radio. Let's get the news.
Starting with national news, a 27-year-old man was found dead in a house in Merl on Sunday evening, with a suspect of the same age subsequently arrested. The victim had been attacked with a sharp object and his body was discovered at the scene. Luxembourg's Wildlife Care Centre in Dudelange has been forced to suspend new admissions after the recent heatwave triggered a surge in injured and sick animals. The nearly 40-year-old sanctuary says it's been overwhelmed and is now focusing solely on animals already in its care, with no intake until further notice. In other news, three people were injured, some seriously, in a bomb attack at an apartment building in Monaco last night. A couple and a 13-year-old boy were hurt. French media are reporting that Ukrainian businessman Vadim Emelyov may be among the victims. Six people have been killed in a shooting at a shelter for young mothers in Stade in Germany, reportedly linked to a custody dispute. The 45-year-old attacker was arrested after a shark chase. The victims were all youth service workers, while the mother and her three-month-old child at the centre of the dispute were unharmed. The death toll from the Venezuela earthquake has risen above 1,700, with thousands injured and many still missing. The US has stepped up its assistance, sending 130 troops to the disaster zone, while the port at La Guaira, one of the worst hit areas, has reopened, improving the flow of humanitarian aid. Right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori has narrowly won Peru's presidential election, taking just over 50% in the second round. Her leftist rival, Roberto Sanchez, has already said he won't accept the result. The vote took place on the 7th of June, followed by weeks of counting and recounts. Moving to sport and in football, Poland's all-time leading goalscorer Robert Lewandowski has signed a contract through the 2027-28 campaign with the Chicago Fire. The 37-year-old striker arrives from Barcelona after helping the Spanish giants capture La Liga crown last month and having starred from 2014 until 22 with Bayern Munich. And in tennis, Serena Williams makes her Grand Slam singles return as first-round action continues at Wimbledon. Defending champion Iga Świątek, Jack Draper and Taylor Fritz are also in action. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. For news on the World Cup, stay tuned for Ballin' with Baker after the traffic.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
While June won't exactly go out with a bang, the final day of the month will be warm, but not quite the blistering heat of last week. Expect some clouds in the sky and maybe even a spot of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will range from around 22 degrees now, warming up to highs of 27 to 29 degrees.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today Traffic Info.
And the traffic, 10 minutes on your journey on the CR163 between Abweiler and Ludlowns on the N4. We've got 10 minutes on the CR215 between Mullenbach and Limpertsburg, and 10 minutes also between Rue de Hollerich and Place de Brussels. We've also got 15-minute delays on the N5 between Batarage and Schuweiler, and then 5-minute delays on the N7, that's between Beggin and Aisha on the N11. 20-minute delays are the longest this morning on the N6 between Strassen and Boulevard Royal and Grand. And in the afternoon, we've got speed checks in Ellerange, Rue de Mondreconge, Fulin, the N15, and in Luxembourg on the Rue des Aubepines, and one this morning in Oberanvin on the Rue Andethina. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic. Time for Ballin' with Baker. Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good morning all, and welcome to episode 24 of the RTL Today World Cup Roundup, Ballin' with Baker. An extraordinary night of football, including two penalty shootouts before most people have even had their first coffee. Buckle up. We kick off with Brazil versus Japan, and as I warned, Japan were never going to make this comfortable. They took a deserved lead when Sano pounced on a misdirected pass, breezed past Casemiro like he was waiting at a bus stop reading the paper, and tucked a precise finish into the corner. Brazil looked like they thought they were on a sightseeing tour. But whatever was in the half-time smelling salts worked. Casemiro put down his paper and rose like a salmon, trying to catch a fly that owed him money, powering in the equaliser. Vinicius Jr. then produced a dribble so disrespectful it should have come with a parental advisory warning, only for Xion Suzuki to tip it onto the post with superhero reflexes. Japan regrouped, defended bravely, and looked seconds away from extra time until Ayo Tanaka lost the ball in a blind alley nobody should have entered. Bruno Guimarães pounced and Martinelli finished off the post, giving Brazil the win on 95 minutes. Japan heartbroken, Brazil relieved. Next up, Germany versus Paraguay in Boston, and who had Germany losing on penalties on their bingo card? Paraguay dominated early and took the lead through Julio Enciso, who remembered he used to play in England and fancied ruining German evenings again. Havertz equalised with a header so delicate it didn't even disturb his hairdo, then missed a sitter that had German fans questioning reality. Extra time brought peak drama. Germany thought they'd won it, but VAR stepped in with a firm hell no, chalking off Tarr's header for a foul only three people on earth had seen. Then came the shootout. Germany went first and immediately went wrong. Havertz missed, Waldemar missed, and Neuer at 40 saved two like he was trying to prove he's still cool enough to know what 6-7 means. But in sudden death, Tarr launched his penalty over the bar, reportedly passing the Scottish team plane on their way home. Jose Canali finished the job. Paraguay through, Germany out, and Tarr's penalty still somewhere in low orbit. Finally, Netherlands versus Morocco. A match so late, I'm not even entirely sure it's finished. The Dutch were dumped out on penalties after a game with more drama than a Love Island reunion. Gakpo looked set for the world's most emotional winner, but football doesn't do sentiment. Issa Diop headed in a stoppage time equaliser deep into added time. Extra time brought chaos. Verbruggen pulled off a save good enough for the next Matrix, and a shootout where the Dutch missed so many penalties, the ball developed trust issues. Saibari sealed it, Morocco marched on, and Dutch hearts go straight into the recycling because we know they are all about saving the planet. That's your lot. Catch your breath, and I'll be back later this afternoon with what's coming up tonight, and trust me, there are some beauties. Until then, take care. This is JB out.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.